Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
We're the word association.
We heard
the implication.
Dessert
evaluation.
We're the word
association.
We're the word
association.
We heard
the implication.
Dessert
evaluation.
We're the word
association.
Oh, come in. You look so cold. Why don't you come on inside? Welcome. Have a seat. My name is the Word Association Podcast. Of course, I'm made up of three entities, all stuffed into one body or trench coat, if you will. The top half is Adorify.
The middle torso dickvert part is Brett Lyons.
And just holding a lot of weight is Rob White.
Wow.
The knees.
I mean, two people on top of me is a lot.
No.
Even if you each weighed 100 pounds, it's still a lot. So it's not a...
We shouldn't fight in front of company. Why don't you have a seat, and the three of me are going to go have a discussion in the drawing room. Hey, guys.
This is why we can't have guests.
We can't have guests. I know that we are trying to lure kids out of the forest and eat them, but if we are calling each other overweight, then it's not going to work.
I'm sitting on my own dick.
Brett. It's just like when you ride a horse.
And side saddle, baby.
Who put the bugles in the bowl? Because those are my bugles. Those are not for us getting those kids. Those are my bugles for my snacking.
Okay. Well, I was putting them on my fingers like I'm a crazy little witch monster. And then I put them in a bowl because I didn't want to put them back in the box like an asshole.
And I was playing taps.
I'm not going to be able to get to Sam's Club until next week to get more. So
you go to Sam's Club?
I got bad news
for
you.
Do I go to Sam's Club?
Sam died.
Yeah. Do you go to a restaurant?
I go to Sam's Club and Walden Books. Those are the only two places I go to.
Well, I go to B. Dalton and Orange Julius, I want to say.
Well, I go to Jamba Juice and H&R Block.
There we go.
Guys, the front door's open. He left.
He probably heard us say we're going to eat. Also, he looked like 27. That's not a kid.
Yeah. Well, yeah. No, he was pushing.
Probably best for us. Yeah. Probably best for us.
He for sure just shaved.
Okay, well, let's, willing to shave, let's go ahead and shut the front door and let's remind ourselves, what is this podcast? Is this podcast us trying to chronicle eating kids in the forest? I can't remember. We've been here so long. It's the Word Association where we bring up words. That's right. Although, if a kid comes in, we'll get back to that. We're not going to leave that in the dust.
Sure, come on.
We're not insane.
We're only human.
We're only human, or three humans stacked on top of each other.
I don't have a second mortgage here. I don't have a cabin in the woods for no reason. Am I right?
Yeah.
This isn't a vacation.
Exactly. Also, last time, that kid shoved our ass in the oven, Rob, because you turned around.
Well, he did say, like, check this out. And anytime somebody says that, I bite.
Yeah. He pointed at the oven and said, check that out. Only Rob turned around. So I was facing forward with a face. Brett was sitting on his own dick in a forward. It was almost like a Buffalo Bill situation. He was facing forward, but he had sort of a dick tail.
Dick tails.
Well, let's launch pad right into
episode. Thank you for sitting with us on that tangent.
Nice launch pad.
I have to say this, otherwise I can't sleep tonight. What was that called? DuckTales. Mm-hmm. A fine program. Darkwing Duck, way better. Gizmo Duck, Darkwing Duck. The guy, the electricity guy who was played by Dan really Castellaneta.
I didn't really ever watch Darkwing Duck. I watched
the best. I watched
the other one. I was a big Duck Dynasty fan.
Oh, no. They killed Darkwing Duck, canonically. I think also the absolute best children's cartoon theme song of all time is Darkwing Duck. If you haven't listened to it, even better than Denver the Dinosaur, even though, Brett, that song absolutely fucking rules.
It does.
It is a great song.
I also like Rescue Rangers. I think Rescue Rangers is a great song.
Wait, did you qualify that by saying an animated show or best kids show song?
I haven't thought of. I was thinking
because
animated.
I would only recommend. I barely remember the Darkwing Duck theme song, but yeah. I gotta put out there. I gotta put Salute Your Shorts or like Hey Dude.
Oh, okay.
I love those songs.
Sure, yeah,
for kids shows.
Those are actually both.
Those were
very,
like kids
good.
Shows. Those were like preteen. I would say those were like teenage, preteen shows.
Yeah, Salute Your Shorts, very good. Remember that there was like an episode with like Ugg, maybe? The plumber? Plumber?
Yeah, that was, Ugg was Camp Anawana.
Or maybe that was a camp counselor. There's a guy, somebody put on a mask and they're telling stories about a plumber who used to kill everyone and had a wrench or something.
I think that was still that show.
Donkey Lips. Yeah, that's all I really.
What about Wild and Crazy Kids?
What Wild and Crazy Kids? Hosted by Omar Epps's brother.
Mike Epps?
No, that's not right. No, Cuba Gooding Jr.'s brother.
Oh.
Mike Epps. Puerto Rico batting.
What?
Senior.
Puerto Rico batting senior.
I'm just trying to think of
Puerto Rico batting senior. Is that a baseball
Cuba Gooding,
player?
Cuba Gooding Jr. Gooding. His brother is Puerto Rico batting senior.
But where's the, how are you getting, are you getting batting from Gooding?
You got to hit the D in the batting. You can't, you're
oh, you're batting. Oh, yeah. I was getting the baseball. Ah, that makes way more sense. That makes way more sense.
Yeah, I was just like, do you mean Fernando Tatis?
What
do you mean?
No. I mean what I said.
Also, remember Double Dare? I used to think that being an adult would involve shaving so many balloons. Anytime my dad would have shaving cream, I'm like, I guess we got to put this on a balloon and shave it as per adulthood.
Yikes.
Before we jump into your word, that shaving thing, I just have to go. Anytime I think of shaving, have you guys seen My Life, the movie My Life with Michael Keaton and Nicole Kidman?
Probably. Oh, is that where he records a video?
Yeah, it's sad.
Yeah.
It is sad. He has cancer. He doesn't think he's going to live to see the birth of his son. So he records all these videos.
And he makes
that song. He does that song too.
Yeah.
And he makes like four versions of himself.
He was recording a video of him shaving. And I always think about that because he was like, you go up and down, never side to side.
Interesting.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't ever razor shave. Never have.
You got to, if you're shaving, you got a portrait, not landscape. You got a hamburger, not hot dog, is what I always say.
Mm.
I just put my face in the microwave.
So Darkwing Duck was like, Darkwing Duck, look out. When you're in trouble, you can call DW. It was like very sexy. It was almost too sexy. I think I like Darkwing Duck because it was my introduction to being horny.
All right. Why don't we get to your words?
Sounds like you were saluting your shorts.
Yeah, that's...
My shorts were saluting the song.
Oh, yeah.
We're having fun. I guess we have to get to words.
It might inspire us to talk about something.
Enough play. Let's get to work. Okay, let me take out my packed lunch that my wife packed me. She left a little note. And the note in the bag says the word neon.
Ooh.
That word again is neon.
So I don't know about for you. First car for you
Dodge
guys.
Neon.
That was my like... my parents had a Buick Regal that I drove around in high school. I was okay.
Buick Regal? Your privilege
is showing. A
Buick
Regal, yeah. But the Dodge Neon, it was my stepbrother's. He was going to just sell it. I was in, like, I think it was my senior year of college. And I was like, he was not selling it for much. So I bought it off of him. And that was technically the first car that I owned was a Dodge Neon. And the air conditioning did not work.
Rob, we got to know.
I had a Honda Civic. I had the first Honda Civics that came out. It was a blue Honda Civic that I got a CD player Velcroed to the dashboard.
Like a Walkman or what are you talking about?
Yeah, like a portable CD player.
No, yeah.
I had it Velcroed to the dashboard so you could have a CD player in your car because before there were CD players in cars. I skipped all the time, but it was
of
also...
Course. Any amount of bump or anything is going to skip.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Rob, I got to ask, what color was his Dodge Neon?
Oh, it was like a dark green, I want to say.
Oh, good color. That was good. That's
not my choice. Again, it was more of just I got what was there. But
I remember when I first turned 16 and I was like, I really need a car. I wanted a car. And this was before I knew that my sister was going to get a newer car and I would get that one passed down to her. I was looking at all the want ads in the actual newspaper of people selling cars. And
a want ad is in people wanting cars?
No, the selling ad. Whatever the fuck. Okay. Whatever the fuck it's called. Jesus Christ.
In search of Honda Civic.
Puerto Rico Batting Jr.
Misconnection. Chevy Malibu. Me. 5'9".
But
you
a
were
tempo.
Driving north on 94.
Do you guys remember the tempo? Do you guys remember
the
Ford
tempo?
The Ford tempo.
Sure. They were all like turquoise green.
Yeah.
That's what I was going to get. And then I found out later on that I was like, oh, actually your sister's getting a better car and you're getting this one. I was like, hell yeah.
What was your first, Adel?
My very first car was a Nissan hatchback. It was like an 86 or something. It was old.
Oh, wow.
But that was the car that my mom had. Okay. So she gave me that when I turned 16 and she got a van. And then the first car I ever bought was I bought a 1988 Honda Accord beige off Julie Jepson, who lived in Wethersfield, to my Kiwani. And classic. She sold it to me for $800 because we had gone to prom together and we were a bit of an item for a short amount of time. So $800 it was.
Wow.
And that's
you
the one
paid
where
$800 for.
No, I never said that. You're making this insane.
I think the first car I ever had was the Suzuki Esteem.
Oh,
which later
good
be
for
recalled,
you.
Would be later recalled for, it flipped easily.
Wow. Well, my Honda Accord, when I took it all the way to college, I had it for all of high school and then college. And that's the car that the brakes went out in at the end of high school and again in college. So brakes went out on me twice. Whoa. And I had to veer my car through traffic and then hit a telephone pole, which was one of the worst experiences of my life.
Just driven into a cornfield. You lived in Kiwani. Like, what's out there?
Corn, soy, pigs. If you've never driven a car and the brakes go out, it's one of the worst experiences you can ever have.
It's got to be pretty terrifying. Did you think of pulling the parking brake, though?
I did not, because I feared that would flip my car. So I jumped out of the car and almost got run over by the back end tires.
Was it like the movies, though, where you're like pressing down and just nothing happens?
Absolutely. Yeah. You keep pressing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that would be. Oof.
I think the movies mimic real life. Because what's the alternative, Rob?
Yeah,
you step on the brake and your foot goes through the bottom of the car.
All right,
Flintstone style.
Fair enough. Oh yeah, I guess maybe like a noise, like wah, wah, every time.
Have you guys ever been in a? We won't. And if it's too severe, we won't get into it too deep. But have you ever been in like a car crash?
Oh yeah, T-boned a Polish woman.
Whoa! What? Now I'm super hungry.
Out of context.
That sounds like a turduckin.
No, the only real accident I've been into is when I was driving and I was staying up way too late and I also had sleep apnea. So I was coming home from a late night and I was coming home at like 5-6 in the morning. This poor woman, she was just like going to work and it was in front of the police station on Addison and Broadway. Mm-hmm. Or Addison Halstead. That old police station there. And they used to be like a Checkers there.
Yeah.
So she was parallel parking into a metered spot. And I just like took the turn and fell asleep during the turn.
Woof.
And then I just like went into the side of her. But luckily I wasn't going fast because I was like coming off of a turn. And everything was okay. But like her door was like pinned shut or whatever. So she had to crawl out the other side. So I got out. I, of course, profusely apologized. And then I was just like, do you want to just walk over to the police station here? We'll file an accident report. And we did. And the police officer was pretty funny, but obviously the woman was pretty, she was pretty, freaked out because the accident happened. So he was like, let's take your name down. And I was like, oh, my name's Lyons, L-Y-N-S. And then she said her last name, and it was like, Boldyshevsky, a long Polish name. And the cop said to this woman who's like crying, he's like, I'm sorry, that name's too long. It doesn't fit in the box. So I can't file this accident report. And the woman's like, what? And he was like, no, I'm kidding with you. He's just like, lighten up. You're okay. And
read the room, dude.
I was like, that was pretty good. But like, I mean, come on. She's kind of wrecked right now. So.
Never funny to make a joke that's bordering on Ellis Island.
Exactly. Exactly. But that was the really only accident that I caused. I've been rear-ended before, but that was the only one that was definitely my fault.
I've caused one as well, but have been rear-ended a number of times too. I remember I got rear-ended one time. I was working this job where I had to go to construction sites and like test concrete and all this. It was just like a summer job, and I was driving to a
Definitely sounds like a mob thing.
Yeah.
And test then, concrete as in, is the guy breathing underneath him?
No, but I was in the work truck driving to a job on like a Saturday, and I got slammed from behind. And I was like, oh, and I threw it in park and I got out. I was like, geez, what was that? And this other guy got out of his car and was like, hey, man, this guy is hammered. I was like, what? He saw like the guy that rear-ended me. This was at 10 in the morning. Yeah. The guy that rear-ended me got out of his car and was throwing beer bottles out of his car after he rear-ended. And luckily that I didn't catch any of that because I just was just getting out. And that guy luckily stuck around and like for the cops to come because this was before a cell phone. Yeah. So I couldn't call that. And then that guy ended up getting busted and getting a DUI. And it was a work truck, so I was fine. But I wasn't injured, but I was like, oh, geez, that was a 10 in the morning too, man.
Just looking at your face and knowing you, I can't picture you driving a truck.
Yeah,
Rob, I hate to say this. Mm-hmm. I hate to say this. Mm-hmm. That is the smartest man in the world.
Yeah. What is the smartest man in the world?
To hit somebody and then throw beer bottles at their car.
Yeah. I know.
Hey, listen.
In broad daylight.
Then the cop shows up and he's like, look at all these beer bottles this guy had. No wonder he stopped short and I hit him.
He got out and smashed them on his car.
For that job, Brett, because I agree. I guess I don't look the part as tough as I like to think I am, but that I would walk onto job sites and like my first day we had to wear a white construction helmet because that meant like an inspector level. It was still, I mean, I had to push around wheelbarrows full of concrete and shit. It was not like an easy job, but first day on the job site, I'm walking in brand new construction boots, shiny white helmet.
Ah, you must
and,
have
and, oh, they destroyed me. And I like sheepishly like kind of went behind a truck and just like tried to scuff up my helmet and get my shoes as dirty as possible so it never happened again. But oh, they laid into me. I was like fresh meat.
This guy's got no shit on his pants. Get him. When I was in college, at the time I had a Chrysler. I think it was like a Chrysler LeBaron.
Oh, convertible? Yeah.
Great.
But it was it was like a 96 or something.
I wish I could have that right now. That would be a dream to have one of those right now.
It was my favorite car I ever had, but it was still pretty shitty. But it's just amazing to have a convertible in college. But I was working at Jimmy John's and I was a delivery driver. So I was delivering sandwiches and it was nighttime. And at some point I had to deliver into like a strip mall.
Delivering, would you say it was like relatively fast?
Honestly,
or was it
bordered
spooky
on freakish.
Fast.
It was bordered on freakish.
Okay. It bordered on freakish?
Yeah, freakishly fast.
So I didn't even know Jimmy John's existed until like 10 years ago.
Must be nice, dude. Anyway, I was working for this real company. I was delivering sandwiches and I had to go into a strip mall to deliver an order. And I was going through an area where there was a merge inside the strip mall and they had a stop sign, but my area did not. So I was going and a guy T-boned me towards the back, like middle T-bone. And that happened. We drove to like obviously a ton of parking area in the strip mall. So we drove to like a different area, sat our cars down, called the cops. The guy could not stop apologizing. He was like, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. I wasn't paying attention. Da, 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 da. I just was like so quiet and calm. And I was just like, oh, it's no problem. It's fine. It's totally fine. So I was totally fine and calm. So the guy stopped talking to me and then the cop came and the guy immediately took advantage of me being quiet and was like, it was this guy's fault. He did this. He did that. And so I was like screaming. I became completely incredulous and was just like, what the fuck? And luckily the cop was like, based on where the collision was, right, there's no way, how fast everyone was going.
Yeah.
There's no way it wasn't you blowing the stop sign. So luckily the cop was like, I can just eyeball it and tell that you would have had to been going like 55 in a strip mall for it to hit that way. So luckily it happened like that. But I love the idea of just someone being like, oh, this guy's a pushover. Like he's not mad at all.
Well, also, number one rule is never apologize, regardless if it was your fault or not. They always say, get out of the car and just don't. Don't say sorry or don't, because that admits fault.
That's an admission of guilt. Yeah.
Admission of guilt.
Man,
I don't subscribe to that.
What a monster. Well, speaking of neon, do you guys ever own any neon signs? I feel like I've always wanted one, but I've never had one.
We definitely had one growing up because we had a bar in our basement.
You're privileged.
I believe we had like a Budweiser neon sign. We just had a pool table, so there was something above that. I definitely do want to have, I don't have a basement right now. So I don't have a place where I can make like a, you know, sports cave or something like that, but I would surely love some sort of large obnoxious neon sign down.
Oh yeah.
But I'd make, I kind of want down the there. Acai. I want the acai.
The acai bowl neon sign? What acai?
Yeah.
What are you talking
about?
No,
the beer, the Japanese cool. beer.
Oh, Trader, oh.
Trader Joe's has a...
yeah, I just, yeah, it's a neon sign that's just...
cool acai bowls here.
Asahi? Is that his
name? It's like Asahi, yeah, something like that. But yeah. they have a great logo and a very cool neon sign. I see a lot. I would love to have that.
I've never had a neon sign.
Jamba Juice one.
Ooh.
Oh.
I've never had a neon sign. I grew up... I spent 4 years, 3.5 years living in Vegas growing up. So I've always been absolutely obsessed and drawn to neon, mm-hmm. like Fremont Street and all that jazz. Mm-hmm. I just love neon, the way it looks mm-hmm. and everything. When we bought our house that we live at now, Gemma and I, we wanted to make we have a bar in our basement. We wanted to make it like a tiki bar. So we have a few fans have sent me like different wood carvings and stuff that say Rafaitai, and JPC bought me some coasters that are really cool that say Rafaitai. Mm-hmm. So I'd like to get at the bottom of my stairs a big neon sign that says Rafaitai.
Oh, that's nice.
In like pink and yellow or something, just something fun, pink and neon green, lime green or something. But
I always forget that there's actually in Cincinnati, I always forget to go, but there's an American neon sign museum here.
Ooh,
that apparently has a large collection of old. I gotta take the baby there, or my daughter. She's not a child. She's a child.
The rapper?
The baby. I call my wife. Yeah, the baby. I have to take the baby here, and I have to sit down and go, listen. I go, man, you've had a rough year, man. You got to get it together.
Brett just goes with a DVD of Million Dollar Baby. You just bring a copy of Million Dollar Baby to go to the museum. Just me and my baby.
You got to make sure there's no stools around to trip on later.
Excuse me, Lil Uzi Vert. Would you like to go to the Field Museum with me? A local Chicago. But neon signs are, I looked up to make a Rafaitai neon sign. Surprisingly
very expensive,
freakishly expensive,
very expensive.
Yes,
to get custom ones, like you can get cheap ones, and they're not real neon, they're like fluorescent. You know, you see the ones at like Target or wherever, it's like a cactus,
it's like hot oxygen.
Yeah, it's not. Yeah, there was always that, right off the Irving Park Brown line, there was always a neon repair store right there. Ooh. That I was walk by, and the guy always seemed fairly busy because I guess, I mean, you got to think in Chicago, there's always, I mean, so many neon signs in bars and stuff.
I used to
like
take
that.
my first car there all the time to get fixed.
Unbelievable.
And he was like,
unbelievable.
See you driving a mile away. And neon's a gas? Is that right?
It is a gas.
Yeah. So you just put the gas in that tube, and I don't even know how long, like, do you got to get refills?
It's a great question, but I feel like there's just so many old neon signs and bars that still work, or there's like a slight, you know, section of it that just doesn't light up anymore.
Yeah.
I don't feel like those places are taking that thing off the wall yearly and like getting it repaired. I think it just goes.
Can I say neon so expensive? Honestly, I wish it were free. Rob, what's your word?
Well, we'll throw it. We could go to Brett just to keep.
Yeah, we gotta go in order. The order. Gun.
But I will say, I don't know if you guys have a favorite gas, but I'm Team Helium all the way. Not a more fun gas on the market.
High ceiling very fun helium. Gas. Yeah, very high ceiling.
My favorite gas is Jumpin' Jack Flash. It is a gas. We have a listener email. Ding, 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 ding. Email. Mail call.
98.5, the email.
This is from Katie T. And it says, aren't we all mentally ill? Hello, TWA crew. Uh-huh. Have loved listening to the TWA pod. Wanted to share a word with some context. I am writing shackled on the couch with strep throat. Such is the life of an adult who works with the youth in Chicago. So this is the most important email of my day. Would love to hear your interpretation of the word neurotic. Because one, I identify. And two, I assume hilarity will ensue. Take care and don't breathe in air that children breathe. Katie T.
Neon.
So her word is neurotic.
Neurotic.
I got to say off the bat, my favorite Alanis Morissette song. Isn't it not neurotic?
It's so weird that I was going to say the same.
Don't you think? Do you think it's neurotic? What do you think? Do you think that?
Are you neurotic about anything? I feel like
I'm neurotic about a lot of things. A lot of things, if they don't go the way they're supposed to, I'll lose my mind about it. So like little things, like example would be I'll give you an example that drives me up a wall, but it's just me, is so I'm playing a pickleball league, and every single week there's like a ladder system. You fall and you come down and you go up or whatever. So every week you play with new people on different courts. So when the game starts at 7:30, everyone is supposed to check your phone. It says what court you're at, what whatever. And it's just people milling around and not doing like what they're supposed to be doing. So within 1 second of it turning 7:30, I open my phone and I just yell all the pairings and courts on the top of my lungs. I'm just like, we have to get going here.
See, is that a neurosis, or is that, I think that's just you being type A.
No, but that's also neurotic though. That's right. also something that's neurotic.
Yeah, I feel like neurotic could be like everybody pickleball hates me. You know.
Yeah, I guess there's different ways you feel. Yeah. I also love like fiction, like Star Wars fiction. I'm sorry, that's erotic. Never mind. Yes, that's erotic. That's erotic fiction. Star Wars fiction.
I definitely have some amount of neuroses. I can have a lot of social anxiety, and I think that was definitely sort of exponentially compounded by quarantine and all that jazz. So I feel like I've definitely become a homebody, but I have a lot of social anxiety, and I think a lot of it is my biggest fear in life is being misunderstood. And a lot of times just weird shit happens to me of like, this is an example of like weird shit, but not too long ago, I was talking to someone, a friend of mine, and I was like, you know, I don't even know how old you are. And I go, I guess my guess would be, and they're like, I'm older than you. That's what they said. And I was like, and I'm 41. And I was like, oh, I would have guessed like 37. And they go, 47? Fuck you. And like legit heard 47. And I was like, oh my God, I said 37. And they go, don't try and backtrack now, or whatever it was. And I was like, oh my God, like, I'm so, I didn't say that. I said 37. So I feel like there's this deep seated anxiety over being misunderstood. And I feel like I'm people will mishear what I'm saying or something, or whatever that is. But it's it definitely eats away at me. And I definitely will have those moments where I lie awake at night and I can't sleep because I'm like, oh, I said this thing 8 years ago. And I feel so bad. Oh, yeah, or
definitely
like,
the things that meant nothing and literally have no stock anymore in anything, but definitely keep you awake at night. Like for no reason. Like the time I had to play Truman Capote in an auction, and I had to auction off silent auction stuff.
That's a good $6 over here.
The woman tipped me beforehand, and at the end of the night, she asked for the tip back because it went so bad. But also, I was put in the worst fucking situation in the world.
That's unbelievable.
And I was just like, I was like, no problem. I was like, here you go. And I was like, this is so... I mean, I do a silent auction for pieces, and the people were like, should we bring the pieces into the room? And I was like, should we bring the pieces into the room that people are going to auction on live so they could see that? I was like, yes, they should. And they're like, we're not going to do it. And I was like, hey, folks, did you see out in the hallway there was a guitar out there? Let's start the bidding at $10. So they're like, and it was just like insane. It was supposed to raise all this money, and it was just so. But
has anybody ever done this? And apologies for me trying to do another impression. I feel like I've already made a point that I'm really bad at these. But has anybody ever done? And in case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night. No.
No.
Fair enough. I don't know. I don't think so. All right. Well, now I'll be neurotic about that.
Yeah, no, I think definitely because of quarantine and Cat on a Hot Tin Roof that like everything has been like a little bit weird.
I do think if anyone's listening and has any amount of, I don't know, animation skills, I will commission a Truman Capote show. Take out Jim Carrey, put in Truman Capote, and I'm dying to see that. Speaking of sort of auction, leading an auction, I won't say for what, like what company or what corporation or anything, but I was asked by, we all know Sharna. Mm-hmm. So Sharna asked me to, Amy Poehler reached out to her and was looking for someone to lead an auction charity thing. Mm-hmm. And so Sharna was like, I thought of you. Can I connect you? And I'm like, can you connect me over email with Amy Poehler? Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
So we connected and we were talking about everything and she's like, cool, this is how it should go and all this stuff. And thank you so much. So I did this charity thing and I kept joking at the charity thing. I was like, because it was known that Amy Poehler was like the head of it or was a part of it. So I kept joking. I was like, man, my good friend Amy Poehler, da 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 da, and kept trying to make it as obvious as possible. Like, my good friend Amy Poehler said da 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 da. And then afterwards, people were like, So how long have you known Amy? And I'm like,
oh, it didn't read to them as a joke
yes.
at all.
So,
oh.
So again, going back to my fear of being misunderstood, where it's like, I was like rolling my eyes while saying it. And I was like trying to make it so clear. And then people were like, so can you get me in touch with Amy? Cause I have a thing. And I'm like,
no.
So it became this awful thing of like people asking me for favors. And I'm like, even if I did know her, I would not like, what are we doing?
You know, that is funny because I know those misunderstandings do stick with you because you will like, you know, yes. I know something will happen and then maybe a week or two later, you'll be like, you know, when that thing happened, like it's clear that you're thinking about it still, yes. and, like want to talk yeah, it yeah. out. I don't know that they stick with those don't stick with me, but there will be times when if I just like mess up or do say the wrong thing or like if there's a show that's a, you know, or I didn't like a thing that I said, I will, or if it was just a bad show or something the next day or a day or two after that, I'll just. Some you ever just do this where you just like will just yell fuck? I will do that where I'm just like ah, like it just like I have a reaction the next day when I'm remembering, I'm like ah fuck
yeah,
like I do yeah. yeah. I don't know if that's neurotic. It's
no,
something.
That's just
I think
clearly
that,
something.
I think that is. I think
something.
That is.
You're not Irish Catholic, so you know you don't bottle it up deep inside. You like let it out, and you probably feel great about it.
Oh, I bottle.
I'm
the bottler.
Bury it real deep.
Oh, I mean, I am. I think I don't like to mention this, but I am at least. A little less than a quarter Irish. I try to keep that on the down low.
Okay.
But, and I was raised Catholic. Okay. So there's a little bit of that.
There's a little bit of fear in I'm
mentally,
instilled in you to not express your feelings or else you go to hell.
I mentally yell fuck, but I feel like I don't really talk to myself. Gemma will do that around the house. I'll be in the room with her and she's like, oh, gotta da 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 da. And I go, huh? And she's like, I was talking to myself. And I'm like, can you think it? Can you?
Like, yeah, it's true. Yeah. My wife says it. She'll be like, I wasn't talking. I'll be like, I'm the only one in this room. So like, yeah. Pardon me if it didn't feel like I was like, huh? What are you talking about?
Oh, no. I don't know if you guys do this when you're driving. I absolutely talk to myself when I'm driving. I will sing along. I do not care if somebody sees. I will sing to a song in the car. I don't care.
Oh,
it's the only time
I mean,
sing.
100%.
But I also will just talk. And then I'll realize other people are looking at me. So then I pretend like I'm having a conversation on the phone.
By self.
I do say, oh, yeah, that's interesting. I guess we could do that. I say that out loud to cover the fact that I was talking to myself.
I yell at other drivers.
Oh,
all
I do that.
The time.
Oh, yeah.
All yeah. the I'm just like, you could go. You could go a little bit faster. We could all make this light yeah. if you go a little bit faster. Mm-hmm. My daughter's always in the car now. So she's probably like, oh, what's going on?
I will smile. I guess I will talk to myself in that regard where if I'm by myself, I'll like smile at the person and be like, "You, who's a dumb piece of shit? You're a dumb piece of shit. Why would you do that? No signal? Come on." Just because Gemma will probably listen to this. Gemma, I love it when you talk to yourself. Also, another complaint is Gemma, like we'll
but
be
talk
in the
dirty to me. Wah.
Def Leppard? Poison?
I think
it's Poison.
I don't remember.
But we'll be in the same room. I have bad hearing. I had like ear tubes twice as a child. So I have pretty bad hearing. So we'll be in the same room and we'll just be watching something or we'll both be reading or something. And she'll say nothing to me. And then the minute I get up and go to the other room, I'll hear, and I'll go, huh? And she'll go, and I'll walk back in the room and I go, what? And she'll be like, oh, can you, while you're up, can you blank? And I'm like, you couldn't say this to me when I was in the room with you? So just some marital counseling.
It might not be a her thing. That sounds exactly like a you thing that you had two series of two beers.
Two beers or not two beers? Huh, two beers. Have you ever?
I think it's
have
two beers before
guys,
liquor.
Thank you. Never been yes. sicker. Blue sky at night. Have I ever told you guys my idea for a party? It's called Two Beers Leave. Instead of New Year's Eve, it's called Two Beers Leave.
Okay.
On December 31st, I throw a party. Mm-hmm. You arrive, let's say, anytime after 9. Mm-hmm. It's called Two Beers Leave. It's celebrating, again, New Year's Eve. You come. You can stay as long as you want. The minute you have two beers, you got to go.
I mean, there'll be no one at the party at midnight. I mean, there'll be absolutely no one. Because honestly, I got to tell you right now, if the party starts at 9,
yeah.
I'm not even showing up because I definitely had two beers before I even came to the party.
Well, it's two beers at my place. So if you pre-drink, that's fine. But here's the thing.
Is it only beers or what if I have champagne?
Everybody's gone by 9:30. God bless. Now I can go to bed early.
That's true.
There's also a ton of loopholes. You have champagne. You have a Dark and Stormy. You have a Mai Tai. Those aren't beers. You can say basically you live with me now. And you got squatter's rights until you drink
that's
two
true.
Beers. You don't drink beers? Oh my gosh. What do I do now? I can't throw you out. So there's some good and some bad, some sweet and some sour. But
I like to stay. Yeah, I like to stay at New Year's Eve parties until I vomit in my roommate's sink, and then I go to bed early.
You guys want to come to my party?
I remember cleaning that sink.
No,
well,
I
that's clean. Right.
Do you remember, Rob? You were at that party.
Yes, when I Brett was at that so party. The soup puke?
It was a bisque. It was a lobster bisque.
Into my personal bedroom sink. Mm-hmm.
And if I did that, like, that would be something I would be yelling fuck about for weeks. Like walking around the house, like, oh, I threw up. Yeah.
I woke up the next morning, perfectly felt great because I got everything out of my system and I cleaned the whole house. So I paid it back. And I did clean up some of the sink as well.
To be fair, there's also a time when you were blackout drunk and you walked up the stairs of our apartment and then you fell down the stairs and I couldn't stop laughing.
And you videotaped it.
And I videotaped it.
And that's also a nightmare. See, that's what I can't handle. I can't handle when people are at their worst or sleeping and someone videotapes you.
That is breaking me. I deleted it.
Yeah.
And I had to work. Posted it on
We got home at 4 a.m. and I had to be at the bakery to work at 5:30.
The last thing I'll mention, then we're going to go to break. Is what must have been 9 years ago or something. The three of us went to New Orleans on a trip. And again, Brett got so drunk on, I think, Pat O'Brien's Hurricanes. Because you were puking
that
red.
That was the start of...
one of
many drinks.
But I remember it was the three of us. So Brett was blackout drunk. We, Rob, I believe your wife, Megan, wanted some food, or maybe we wanted some food. So we stopped into like a po'boy shop. And Brett laid at the table with his head on the table, crossed between his arms. And I go, Brett, buddy, we got to get some food in you. What do you want? And he goes, I think you said chicken tenders. And I was like, okay. And they had chicken tenders or whatever it was. And I go, can you put chicken tenders on a po' boy? And they're like, yeah, absolument, or whatever Cajuns say. And I remember I get you the chicken tender po' boy and sweet potato fries. And this is in the French Quarter. So I think your two items were like $48.
Sure.
And so I get it to you and I bring it to the table and I go, Brett, buddy, hey, I like rub your shoulders. And I go, Brett, you got to get some food in you. Why don't you eat some bread, buddy? And you open it up and you look at it and you go, this isn't what I want. And you like threw it down.
Yeah.
And I was like, huh, that was just $48 thrown on the floor.
100%. I also hate like those were honestly those two instances were probably the worst drunk I've ever been. Like, I don't ever get like that, but it's just.
Something about me and Rob.
And it's not about you. I don't know. It's just a weird thing. Like, I can handle myself. I think that was smoking a lot of weed, because now I balance myself out really well with marijuana and alcohol. Also, we probably went to some fancy dinner that I probably didn't like, so I probably didn't have any food in my stomach. So, yeah, you know what? I do blame you.
I will Bayona? Say we did go there that trip, but I don't know if it was that night. But I'm very glad that all of my quote-unquote worsts were pre-cell phone. I'm happy there isn't footage of me crawling up the stairs. Or I did go through a period in college where I just would fall down when I was drinking. It wasn't like a trip. It wasn't a pass out.
Those
I would
fainting
just,
goats?
I wasn't fainting. I had like a 2 or 3 week period where I would be drinking and I would literally just fall down. And I have no idea what was causing it. People are like, are you okay? I'm like,
maybe I had vertigo.
Yeah, I don't know. It didn't feel like a faint or anything. It was just before I knew it, I was on the ground.
Maybe he had a rear window.
Oh, no, Rob. Oh, Rob just took a trip to the commercial break.
Oh, see you next fall.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
All right, we're back. And hey, time to get out of your head. Forget about it. Look, it's not your fault. Just listen up.
Is that Rob Williams from Good Will Hunting?
Oh, it is. Maybe it is.
Yeah.
Matt yes.
Damon? It's not your fault. What's going on here,
so what happened about
bad Bill fishing? That is...
Bad Bill fishing.
Bad Will bunting?
It doesn't make any sense. See, not of the opposite of hunting.
Don't bring up bunting again.
All right. Let's see. Blah, blah, blah. Patch Adams. My word today is invigorate.
Ooh.
A fun one to say and a fun one to feel.
Invigorated.
Yes, invigorate. To feel invigorated.
Yeah. I'm getting a lot of Target ads for cold plunges or cold like baths. Because mm-hmm. It's something I would really like to do, but it's kind of hard to do it. You know, you got to put it in your garage, you got to fill it up, you got to put it with ice. It seems like a lot.
It is a lot, yeah.
Just to get a bucket and just fill it up. Now, if there was an easier way to do it, it probably cost thousands of dollars. But that's invigoration. I loved when they had one in Vegas and you could just jump in and it was just ice cold water. That just feels so good. It feels amazing.
There's a polar plunge in Chicago. Have you done, either of you guys done the polar plunge?
No. I don't like cold. I can't even take a cold shower. No. I do not like cold water. I like warm water. Really? I don't like cold water like that.
I love it. I'm a big cold water fan. I love hot water though too.
Oh,
I'm real hot and cold, you know?
Were you about to say Mamma Mia? You stopped yourself.
No.
Okay.
No,
it sounds like you're like, I like hot water too. Mamma Mia.
No, I was going to say I'm hot, then I'm cold. I'm yes, then I'm no. Oh, I'm in, then I'm out.
Katy Perry. Let me say something since the subject was broached. Beautiful brooch, Rob, by the way, on your
thank you brooch.
My brooch. Mamma Mia, first movie. I've seen it. Mamma Mia, Here We Go Again, the second movie. I have not seen it, but I don't know if this already exists. If there's a, what do you call a third movie? If there's a threequel,
trilogy.
It should be called Mamma Thria.
Mamma Thria is great. That's great. I love that.
I didn't see the first two. I'm not a fan of the genre.
Okay. Maybe it's called Mamma Thria, Dancing Threen. Now, what is a dancing threen? Three queens.
I mean, I really think just stop at Mamma Thria.
And you don't need to go more than that.
Okay.
That's
now,
really
I don't know
good.
If you heard, but there is a, it's in London right now.
I almost saw it 2 weeks ago.
There is a complete hologram version of ABBA. It is a concert in a building they built for 3,000 people with video screens and holograms. And it looks like a real concert. It cost them $122 million to put on. And they are sold out every single night. And they've already made their money back. And they're going to be expanding. And it is 100% completely fake. And on top of that, the whole thing is run like by robots. So it can run, they said it could run 4 shows a day. You know, 7 days a week because there's no one's really doing anything.
I was not to date the show. We never date the show. I was in London 2 weeks ago with my mom. Whenever that could have been 2020, could be 2030. But I was in London 2 weeks ago with my mom and we were looking for some stuff to do. And those billboards are like in the subway, in the tube, everywhere. Yeah. It's ABBA
the Sheng Yun
Vision
Circus.
Or something.
Yeah, Sheng Yun Circus of London.
My favorite Walking Dead actor. It is plastered everywhere, and we almost bought tickets. We ended up going to see a musical called Operation Mincemeat, which is truly one of the best things I've ever seen. It's a musical about a 1944 idea by some MI6 officers or something to like plant a dead body off the coast of Spain or something, and basically a way to capture Hitler. It was like this crazy scheme, and they actually had to, in the musical, leave out a lot of true stuff because it seemed so fake. Like when test ran the musical, people were like, love the musical, but clearly this is all made up. Like these parts were made up, and they're like, that's actually true, but we have to cut it because it's so insane. But at some point, I would like to see that ABBA hologram show, and I just saw an article today that they're going to expand it into other countries.
I saw it's going to, it's probably going to make its way to Vegas. It might, I saw like Seattle was one place too. It's just absolutely. You see glimpses of what the future will be like every single day on like a small thing. Mm-hmm. And obviously like this is now the first step into
this.
Once you can do this, you can do it with any band. You can do it with any. Seems like a bummer to me. 100% is 100%. Yeah. I won't even.
Do you think
I do? I hate cover band. I hate cover band if the band is still alive and touring.
Oh yeah, where they're like, but I also to get hate, in. Ugh.
Wait, you hate cover bands when they're alive?
No, I hate when.
So
there's
you're saying
cover
the only
bands.
Good cover band is a dead cover band?
The Grateful Dead. No, I also
first merch.
Like, I would never give any money whatsoever to see Adam Lambert sing with Queen. I wouldn't even go if you gave me free tickets. Not interested whatsoever.
I worked a summer as a loader at a concert venue, and I did hear Journey with their new guy. Yeah. He's good.
Filipino guy, I think, the karaoke guy.
Who was cast. Yeah, he sounds just like Steve Perry. It's kind of weird. He's good. Yeah.
He is good. He is good.
But I get what you're saying because it's not the – well, I mean, like Lynyrd Skynyrd still tours, and there's like one guy who's still
alive. And the dude who's alive is the keyboard player. He had nothing to do with the band. Like, but that's the thing. It's like people are so still into Skynyrd. They never put any new music. Yeah. It's not them.
It's the – yeah, yeah.
You know, so, but like
well,
you
the
think
spirit
about,
of it, which
sure,
I guess
Sure, but if you think of like
behind.
AC/DC, like that guy, the original singer, died. And then the new guy came in, mm-hmm. but he was great, and they recorded new music, so it became a new band. I just would not. I mean, Freddie Mercury was Queen. He was Queen.
Oh, sorry.
So
I just
like,
know them.
I'm not gonna. So that's that. And but people are paying like $700-$800 to see them at the United Center or wherever they're playing, and that's just a cover band at that point. I get to see original people playing guitar, but like, no way, absolutely not. To my point, like they're gonna be able to take footage of, you know, the Doors or whatever from different concerts and just make that a full show, and it'll seem completely real.
Brett, do you listen?
Terrifying. Yes.
Do you listen to David Lee Roth Van Halen? Because if you do, you're a hypocrite.
Why? No, that's not true. Who was the original lead singer?
Eddie Van Halen.
Was he the original
lead
singer?
He was guitar and lead singer.
I see. I did not know.
No, I'm joking. I'm joking.
Oh, okay. I totally.
Completely. But also, that is that. But that's the thing. It was David Lee Roth. It was Van Halen. I agree. Yeah. Then when Hagar came in, they came up with new music.
And some of that is not bad, by the way.
No, 100%. Yeah. But that's what I'm saying is anybody who comes in and they don't evolve.
Oh, I see.
Then you're just a cover band. Okay. You're
Hagar
just a cover
was who
band.
I was thinking of. I fucked it up. I was thinking Hagar.
And I will say, if ABBA doesn't take you up on your thing, Adel, I really think Olive Garden should. Like have a Mama Thria, just like a You Pick Three kind of sampler.
Oh, yeah, You Pick Thria.
I think a Mom. Oh, You Pick Thria, Mama Mia, Mama Thria.
Mama Thria.
I think there's really something there for Olive Garden, too. If ABBA foolishly does
Thank
not
you.
Take you up on that third thing. But
they could serve Italian margaritas. What else?
It writes itself. I mean, it writes itself.
Rob, what were you going to say?
Once, twice, three times a lady.
I was just going to ask, Brett had mentioned like a cold plunge. Is there anything that you find invigorating? I feel like a good face wash can be invigorating.
Yeah. I like that. I like that.
You know, with that, I don't know what the chemicals are, but sometimes you can get a good wash face like that. I feel invigorated after that.
Mm-hmm. If it has like a good invigorating, I find is anything with a very strong like eucalyptus in there. Like, you know, you can find like a nice thing that like really like opens the pores up. That's very good.
Remember my theory a few months ago where I said Brett is a koala bear and you called me crazy?
I did.
I think you owe me an apology.
You're right. I mean, he just flat out said it, didn't he? He just told me.
He has gonorrhea.
Listen, the circumstances of why I left Australia during the fire. Oh, yeah. Sorry. Hold for train.
She's back in the atmosphere. Dropped to Jupiter.
I apologize. There is a train. There is a train going by. But yes, I am not a koala. I've said this many, many times.
We're gonna leave the train in because I want to say, you know what the most insane first lyric of a song is of all time? Have you ever heard this train song, Meet Virginia?
Oh, yeah.
For sure, but I don't remember the first line.
I think, I'm pretty sure, correct me if I'm wrong, audience, and of course you will. I think the first lyric of Meet Virginia is, she smokes a pack a day, and then
I believe it starts with, she don't even own a dress, her face is always a mess.
But there's a part where she goes, smokes a pack a day. Oh wait, that's me. But anyway, and it's like
that's great.
It's like, what are you doing?
You're finding your own rhyme.
It's you finding a good rhyme. It's okay. Yeah.
She's a massive alcoholic who doesn't play child support. Oh wait, that's me. My bad. But anywho, that is really funny.
It's like, wow, Freudian slip, my dude. Yeah.
She lives in a forest and eats plants. Oh wait, that's me. But anyway,
koala bear, Rob, koala bear.
No,
koala
again, that's not true.
It's right there.
Not true whatsoever.
Also, speaking of koala bears, AC/DC in Australia, known as Akadaka, which is way more fun than saying AC/DC.
I think there's a lot of stuff going on. That sounds weird in Australia. It's got to be. All right. New game. Think of a band.
Yeah.
And what is its name in Australia?
Oh my gosh.
I'm going to go first. Okay. Dave Matthews is known as Dottie Motts.
Mm.
Daddy Mats, of course. Okay.
I'm having a hard time getting away from being too literal because I just want to say something like, Dear Flippid.
That works.
Do you guys hear that? Dear Flippid?
Mine is Eddie Money, and it's Eddie Fiver.
Oh, Eddie Fiver. I like that.
Well, Paul McCartney, I think, is known as Macca in the UK, so that doesn't work. McDonald's is known as Macca. Macca's, I think.
McDonald's.
They changed the name because there was already a McDonald's in Australia, so they changed the name to Macca's.
Three doors.
Here we go. Here, we go finish it.
What were you
Three doors down. Under.
I was just going to say.
I hate that. I love that.
Minute work singing, yeah. We come from the land here.
We come from here.
We come from here.
Do you come from the land here?
Africa, of course. Africa, the first few parts of Tere, and clearly that's the first part of Africa's Tere.
Listen, I can tell you right now, there is more pro emails than con emails.
I disagree.
No, that's not true. We got a new one today that was pro. We got a new pro one today.
I still feel like the cons still.
You don't have a choice. You
gotta
bless the rain. You
cons. I do think a lot of people are going to be like, nice New Zealand accents, Kiwis.
I know. Yeah. Sorry, you Kiwis. You tricked us.
Luckily, you tricked us so bad you can't really pin it down.
I will say, speaking of Australia, I think when I am most invigorated is, if I could pinpoint one action, it would be when I get off of a plane somewhere new, get my luggage, everything, get out of the airport and take a train or taxi or whatever it is into like wherever I'm staying, like the center area or something. That to me is like being in a new country
is the most invigorating thing in the world.
Yeah, and I think the more the country differs from the US, the more invigorated I am. So like, Rob, I think you and I have both been to India. Brett, you've been to Japan before. Like that when it's that wildly different, I think it's so like all your senses are tingling because you're like, I don't know what to do.
And mainly you're most excited about like, how is it different from where I'm like, what are the simple things that I know that are here are just grossly insane.
Yeah.
Like a crosswalk. Even the crosswalks in England are just like, they're just those flashing lights and you could just go whenever you can just go whenever you want, and all the drivers know that they're supposed to stop.
Dude, have you ever done a crosswalk in Bethlehem? I don't know. My bad. Bad Jesus joke.
Oh, Jesus, of course.
Or I don't think it was even Bethlehem. Yeah. I don't know.
That was yikes. You really crucified that joke, my man.
Oh, wait. We're getting an email that just magically appeared. It didn't come from an account. It's sort of an immaculate email.
Oh,
it says, too soon. From JC.
But also
it's from JC Chavez.
JC Penney's.
Oh, okay. No. That's fair.
JC Chavez.
Love it. Yeah. I mean, Well, our emotions are in sync. I do think, I love your vacation thing because that's true. And it is so fun to be at a new place. And this is, it's at a resort level thing, but it's still, for me, fun when you go to a hotel and they hand you a welcome drink.
Yes.
It's really nice. Even if it's not that good of a drink, it's still
feel fancy.
Like,
yeah.
It's like vacation is kicking. They're like, welcome. Here's a drink. You're like, all right. Thank you very much. This is going to be good.
Absolutely. Well, you just know when you go to a place like that, you just know that the level is a little bit higher than other places. So like, you just know that I'm probably in for a good time.
When you're here, you're threemly. When you're three, you're family. When you're three, when you end up getting... Brett, why don't you go ahead?
The first drink's three.
What?
The first drink.
There you go.
First drink's three.
Huh?
Olive Garden going out of business.
And then you get it, and they're like, hey, that was more than two, so you got to leave right now. You're like, wait,
there
what?
You go. Two beers.
Is this a two beers leave party?
Two beers leave, and you gave me three? I don't feel like that. All right.
Well, Brett, the good thing about the show is that there are three words. And, whether you're sitting at home and it's dark and you flip a switch and your neon light comes on, and maybe it turns on and then you could see someone's been looking at through you from the window the whole time and you get a little neurotic. But then you run, you trip, you fall for no reason because it's just what you did when you were growing up. But you're invigorated by how you've been able to be scared for the first time. You call your wife in the room and say, I'm leaving you. And she says, leaving me? Where you gotta go? We live on an island.
Did you do the right thing? Well, speaking of
neuroses, or did you ain't my baby?
Are you leaving on a jet plane by Jin Denver?
Also, speaking of jet plane,
please bring back Jet. It was our biggest export in terms of a band. Are You Gonna Go My Way was in all the Apple commercials. We'd love it if Jet came popular again. Also, the Vines were pretty cool.
Oh, yeah, they were. They
Get Free, I think, was their song.
And Kylie Minogue.
Kylie Minogue, of course. Sang Locomotion and then went on to play Cammy in Street Fighter the movie with Raul Julia and Jean-Claude Van Damme. If you want to email us and you're pissed off at our New Zealand accents, you can email us at twapod@gmail.com. That's twapod@gmail.com. You can also rate and review us wherever you listen, and that would help us out a great deal. Britt?
Yeah? Sorry? I'm sorry. I was up in a tree. I was up in a tree collecting a stick.
Rob,
for...
I swear to God, he's a koala bear. Look at his sharp little claws. Oh, those are beagles. Never mind. Wait, a kid's at the door. Come in.
The Word Association is Brett Lyons, Adil Rafai, and Rob White. The Word Association theme song was written and performed by Arnie Parrott. Editing was done by me, Julia W.D. Harrison. If you'd like to send a word or two along, please email the show at twapod@gmail.com.